Have you ever had one of those temptations in your life that just seemed like it was so overbearing? It was always there. You struggled with it. And I mean, there were times you had victory, there were times that there was failure. Well, today we want to take a look at overcoming temptation through faith as we continue our series on faith under fire. Standing firm in trials and temptations. So grab your Bible, turn it over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and join me here in just a moment. Hey folks, welcome to the Wednesday Bible study of Central Baptist Church in Oak Ridge, North Carolina. I want to thank you for taking this time to join us for our Wednesday Bible study. Just a moment ago, I asked you about maybe that temptation that you had had in your life, something that just seemed like it was so relentless that just kept on nagging you, kept on pounding you. As I mentioned a moment ago, there may have been times that you had victory through that, but then there were other times that you crashed and burned. You didn't do so well. Well, the thing about it is, every believer encounters temptation. It's a challenge that seeks to separate us from God's will for our lives. Now, God assures us that with His help, we can overcome any temptation that stands in our way. Now, I know that at times that seems like it is such an impossible thing because you have been in the throes of that temptation and it's had a better hold of you than anything else. So today, as we look at this scripture, and I'm really just going to deal with one verse today, the idea is to understand how believers can resist temptation by trusting in God's faithfulness and in His provision of providing a way out. We're going to explore the strength found in God to overcome and to stand firm when those temptations come our way. Look with me, if you would, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, specifically verse 13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it." Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you today, again, we're grateful and thankful that our spiritual journey is not one that we have to walk alone. Lord, we're thankful that in the times that temptations come upon us, that we can rely upon you. And Lord, we can claim the promise that we find in your word, particularly in the verse we're dealing with today, that any temptation that comes our way, you are providing a way that we might be able to bear it, that we might gain victory over it. So Father, today I pray that these words of yours would be encouraging to each and every heart, each and every listener that hears this message today. I pray they will be encouraged knowing that you are ever present, and that even in the middle of those temptations, we need to be looking for the way of escape that you have provided. Father, help us to seek your face more diligently than we ever have. And Lord, today, as always, I ask that you would use me as your messenger, that you would be the one that is high and lifted up. Father, I pray that you truly would be the one that would be heard today, and that lives may be changed, not because of who I am, but because of who you are and because of your word. So Father, bless our time together as only you can, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so as we look at the historical context of the scripture we're looking at today, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians who were living in the city that was filled with idolatry and it was filled with immorality. Now, I want you to think about those two things for just a moment. Idolatry, we know what idolatry is. Often, you know, when we think about the Bible, we actually think about physical idols that are put up, and that is the truth. But idolatry is defined as anything that you or I put before God. Yeah, that is what idolatry is. So, you know, he's living in a city that is filled with not only idolatry, but also immorality. Now, the church, you know, influenced by its environment, was struggling with divisions as well as moral issues. It's funny, I was talking about this with somebody not too long ago and said those exact words, and they said, "Oh, it sounds a whole lot like the church today." You know, the environment around them had affected them in such a way that there was divisions between those who were church members or church-going people. They were struggling with those particular things, especially when it came down to moral issues. So Paul addressed these issues by pointing them to the sufficiency of God's grace and the reliability of his promises. Now notice, when I prayed just a moment ago, I was talking about the fact that God gives us a promise in this scripture, that there's not going to be any temptation that will ever come in your life that he is not going to provide you and I a way of escape that we might be able to bear it or to get through it. Okay? So Paul begins by reminding the Corinthians that they are not alone in their temptations. In other words, the scripture tells us they are common to mankind. Now, this reminder is both comforting as well as sobering, okay? But amid the reality, God's faithfulness is something that shines, all right? Think about it for a moment. Now, Paul assures them that God is not indifferent to their struggles, that he knows what's taking place. He knows what's going on. He sees what's happening. That should be an encouragement to you and I, because as we go through these tough times, as we go through these struggles, there's not a single one of them that God does not know, that God does not see, and that God is not aware of. So that is something that we can take to heart. I've always wondered about people who sit back and think, feel, or act like they can hide something from God, like they're keeping this great big secret. You can't keep anything from God. You know, he is not indifferent to the struggles that they were having back in Paul's time, and he's not indifferent to the struggles that you and I have each and every day as we strive to follow our Lord and Savior. Now, what he does is he imposes limits on the level. Now, I'm talking about our Father here. The Lord imposes limits on the level of temptation that will be faced by each and every one of us. And this ensures that it will never be more than we can handle. Now, there's something that I want to say here. I want to interject for just a moment, because a lot of times I hear a comment that kind of takes this situation out of context, okay? This is in context, but often you may have heard, or maybe even you have said, the Lord is not going to put more on us than we can bear. That's not true. The thing about it is, you know, there's going to be a lot of things that'll happen in our lives that without him, we will not be able to bear. But you have to understand, when we say things like that, most of the time we're talking about circumstances or situations. This particular passage today is not dealing with that. This particular passage is dealing with the temptations that come in our lives. It says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation provide a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. So that's a pretty big difference when you think about it in the context that we often use. We will often take this particular verse and we will apply it to circumstances and situations. And we will say, well, God won't put anything more on us than we can bear. That's not what it says. It says he will not allow any temptation on us without providing a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. I hope and pray that you can see the difference between those two, because I think it's incredibly important, okay? So, and we're talking about importance. Importantly, God provides a way of escape. You know, in other words, what happens by doing so and looking for that escape, that is preventing the overwhelming temptation that happens in our lives, and it enables us to endure through the temptation or to escape it totally. Sometimes it's about endurance. You know, it's often been said, God never promised us that he would make all the storms of our lives go away, but he always promised us that he would be with us through those particular storms. So God is providing a way of escape concerning temptation, and that is designed to prevent us from being overwhelmed by those temptations that are happening in our lives and enabling us to be able to endure or escape the temptation that is coming along our way. All right. So what is it that we really want to see today? You know, believers can resist temptation by relying on the faithfulness of God, who limits the extent of our temptations and provides us a way out. You see, through faith, we can gain access to God's strength, allowing us to be able to stand firm and allowing us to be able to overcome. Remember what we talked about before. What this whole series is really about is being able to stand firm in the time of trials and tribulations and temptations. You know, what did we call this series? We called it Faith Under Fire. That means that these things are going to take place. Now, notice what he said too at the beginning of that verse. He said, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. That means that all of us are in this boat together. There are going to be temptations that are going to come our way. It's not a matter of if they will come our way. It is a matter of when they will come our way. So they're going to happen. And most of you that have followed the Lord for any amount of time in your life, you know that. You understand that. Yeah, some of you are like, boy, do I understand what you're talking about there. Because there are temptations that happen, often on a daily basis. Often on multiple times during a day will you be tempted. And let me tell you something. Satan knows exactly where the crack or the chink in your armor is. And he will beat on that and beat on that and beat on that. He knows where your weaknesses are, and he will do everything that he can to exploit them to essentially cause you to bring shame to the Father. But through faith, we can gain access, not to our strength, but to God's strength, allowing us to be able to stand firm and allowing us to be able to either endure or overcome those temptations. Now, see, we're getting all this from one particular verse over in 1 Corinthians. All right. Now, I've always said, what good does it do to be able to have all of this head knowledge if there's no way to bring about practical application, okay? So let me give you some practical steps to resist temptation through faith, because that really is what we're talking about today. You're not going to be able to resist those temptations in your own strength. You are only going to be able to resist those temptations or endure through them or be delivered from them through your faith in the Savior. So what are some practical steps, some practical things that you and I can do today to resist temptation and allow it to strengthen our faith, allow it to exercise and grow our faith? Well, one, the first thing that we can do is that we can pray for God's strength, okay? We need to engage in regular prayer, not just when you're in trouble, but regular prayer. And as we seek the Father, we need to be seeking divine strength before facing those temptations. You know, some of you know they're coming. Some of you already know what your weaknesses are. The Holy Spirit has already pointed them out to you. You know that Satan is coming after you continually in these particular areas. You need to be engaging in regular prayer. You need to be engaging in prayer to ask the Lord to be able to show you ways. I always like to call them tools. Tools or mechanisms of coping. And they're spiritual tools. They're not things that this world offers you. If you know that these things are coming up, you know you've got some weaknesses, and you know that Satan is trying to tempt you diligently through these particular areas, be sure that you are engaged in regular prayer. That is something that you have to do. Be engaged in regular prayer with him so that you will be able to survive the temptations. That's number one. Pray for God's strength. Number two, you need to be immersed in Scripture. Did you get that? Immersed in Scripture. You need to equip yourself with God's Word to counteract the persuasive lies of temptation. And you know, I gave that descriptor, the persuasive lies of temptation. Are you equipped? Are you being equipped to be able to follow what it is that God wants you to do in accordance with his Scriptures? Are we being, you know, equipped in his Word? Not your word, not your strength, not your anecdotes, but what it is that God tells us, the promises that he gives us. Remember the promise that he gave us specifically in this scripture. You know, he said that he will provide a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. That is a promise that you and I can claim. That's one of the things I do with my discipleship group all the time. I will tell them, look for promises that you can claim in God's word. And here's one of them. He says that in the midst of it, I'm going to provide a way of escape as that temptation comes along the way. And I'm not going to allow Satan or his henchmen to essentially to tempt you to a point that you cannot win. And when I say cannot win, because he's going to say, I'm going to provide a way out. You've got to be looking for the way out, and you have to be willing to take the way out. Okay? So immerse yourself in Scripture. Equip yourself through God's Word to be able to counteract the persuasive lies of temptation. So number one, we need to pray for God's strength. Number two, we need to immerse ourselves in Scripture. And number three, we need to recognize the escape. The word just told us that he is going to provide a way of escape. We've got to be able to recognize that. We need to be mindful and vigilant to notice the way out that God provides during the moments of temptation. I've often said before, when you run around the room and you find all the doors are locked, it's time to start checking some windows. Sometimes you might need to raise a window to be able to get out. You know, I love the old joke that was often said about the man who believed in the Lord, and he said, you know, I know that the Lord's going to deliver me from this situation, because there were some rising flood waters that were coming. And, you know, the waters were coming up, and he was up on his porch. He was up there pretty high, and a fella comes by in a boat, and he says, well, hop on in. The guy said, nope, I've been praying for the Lord to save me, and I believe he's going to save me. So boat driver moves on. Then a little while later, you know, the guy's up on the top of his front porch. The water keeps on rising. And then another fella shows up in a boat, and he goes, step on in, I'll get you on out of here. And the guy says, nope, can't do it. I've prayed to the Lord to save me, and I know he's going to. As boat driver drives off, water keeps rising. The next thing you know, the man is sitting on the top of his chimney on the roof. And a fella comes by in a helicopter, and he drops down a harness, and he says, hook up. And he says, we'll get you out of here. And the guy's like, nope, I've been praying that the Lord's going to save me. So, you know, I'm just waiting on him to save me. Helicopter flies off, man dies. And then the joke goes that as he stands before the Lord, he said, Lord, I'm a little disappointed in you. He said, I prayed with faith, believing that you were going to save me through the midst of this storm, and yet you didn't. And the Lord said to him, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What more did you want? You see, that kind of goes right along with what we're talking about here today. We need to be able to recognize the escape that the Lord provides for us, that we might be able to endure or completely escape the temptations that are coming our way. We have got to be vigilant to look around us to notice that if all the doors are locked, you might need to check a window. The Lord may have unlocked the window for you to climb out to safety. So you have to be looking for those particular things. Are you recognizing the escapes that God is providing in your life? Okay? Practical applications. Number one, pray for God's strength. Number two, immerse yourself in Scripture. Number three, recognize the escape. And number four, you need to trust God's faithfulness. All right? Remember that every trial or temptation is tempered by God's faithfulness. He knows what we can bear. He knows how much we can take. Now, I know a lot of us have said, Lord, I know that you understand what I can take in temptation before I break, but boy, I sure wish you would recalculate the load factor. Now remember, don't get that mixed up with the way that people take this verse and use it out of context, okay? The Lord says, I will provide a way of escape for you in the temptations, not necessarily the circumstances that are going on or taking places within your life, okay? That's a completely different story. So we need to trust that God is faithful, that every trial, that every temptation that comes our way has been sifted through the permissive will of God, and then we need to recognize and realize God's faithfulness. He knows how much we can take, okay? The fifth and final thing that I want us to see as a way to be able to apply these scriptures today in our lives is that we need to fellowship with believers. Plain and simple. you need to surround yourself with a community that will support and encourage you in standing firm. There is strength in numbers, folks. I've said that many, many times. You know, when we come together, you know, we do better when we are together. So have you surrounded yourself with a community that will help you to become accountable, that will support you, that will encourage you as you stand firm on the Word of God? So there were five different things that I gave us that we could take today's scripture and make application in our lives. Let me run them down for you one more time. The first thing, we need to pray for God's strength. The second thing is we need to immerse ourselves in Scripture. The third thing is that we need to recognize the escape that the Lord is providing for us. The fourth thing is that we need to trust in God's faithfulness. And the fifth and final thing is that we need to be fellowshipping with other believers, surrounding ourselves with those who will help us to be accountable, those who will pray for us, those that will go to prayer battle with us as those particular temptations come along the way in our lives. So as we begin to ponder all this, as we begin to allow it to sink in, and as the Holy Spirit begins to use this particular scripture in our lives today to either teach us or to call us back to Him, whatever the case may be, temptations, here's what we have to understand. Temptations are inevitable. It's not whether or not they're going to come. It is when they come. So temptations are inevitable, but God's faithfulness is unwavering. You can trust it. You can count on it 100% of the time. Now, by trusting Him and leaning on His word, we can resist and find the strength to overcome in the trials that we have. Is that where you are? Are you able to do that? I hope and pray that if you struggle with those things, and all of us struggle in some area, in some shape, form, or fashion, I pray that you will take these five things, these five applications, and apply them to your life that you might see true victory. Victory that only comes from the Father. It's not going to come from your strength. It's only going to come from His strength as we rely upon Him. And I hope and trust and pray that we will each and every one be able to find victory through the temptations. I love to go back and and read about the temptations of Christ. I think about not too long ago when I had that opportunity to visit Israel, and I got to stand in the exact place where Satan tempted Christ to, you know, he said, well, if you are who you say you are, then throw yourself off of this pinnacle, because you know, the angels will spare you and you won't have any problem. I stood right in that particular place. And if Satan is going to go tempt Jesus, and we've read, you know, we've read the three different times that Satan came at Jesus and tempted Him. If Satan's going to tempt Jesus and not have a problem doing that, he is certainly going to tempt you and I, because Jesus is far more powerful than you, me, or anyone else. So I hope and trust and pray that you will be able to take these things, make application, that you might be able to find true victory in your life as you overcome the temptations. And they're going to come at you, not if, it's a matter of when. Listen, let me tell you about what we're going to be looking at for this week as far as our Bible study and what we're going to be looking at next week. Once again, I believe next week is going to be the last message in our series. I may be wrong about that, but our series that I titled Faith Under Fire, Standing Firm in Trials and Temptations. So this week, I want you to spend some time in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. That's Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. Next week, we're going to discuss faith that moves mountains, specifically out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17 and verse 20. We're going to conclude our series by discussing the impact that faith can have, even as small as a mustard seed. You know, and I'm hoping and trusting that we'll be able to encourage you as a believer in God's power to accomplish the impossible when faith is placed in Him. Notice that, when faith is placed in Him. So Matthew chapter 17, I hope you're going to be read and studied up on that as we prepare to come together for the Wednesday Bible study of next week. Let me go ahead and close you out in a word of prayer, and I want to thank you for spending time with us today as we have gathered around God's Word. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you today, we want to thank you for your unwavering faithfulness to us. Lord, I pray that you will help us to remember that you will never leave us to face temptation alone. You are right there. Lord, I pray that you will provide us with the wisdom to see the way out when the trials come our way. And Lord, strengthen us with your Holy Spirit to stand firm. And Lord, we do ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Folks, listen, I want to thank you for taking this time to join us for the Wednesday Bible study. As always, there's a lot of things that we have going on at Central Baptist. Discipleship means so that you can draw closer to the Lord. We do have small groups for men. We have small groups for women. We have Awana for our children, and that's a discipleship ministry. And then, you know, we'd also like to invite you that if you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you visit with us as we worship in truth. Worship in spirit and truth at Central Baptist Church. Our service starts at 10:45 on Sunday mornings. We're located at 1715 Highway 68 North in Oak Ridge, North Carolina, right across from the Military Academy. If you know where the Military Academy is, we're right across Highway 68 from there, and we certainly would love to see you. And as always, if you happen to show up, be sure to introduce yourself to me and say, hey, look, I've been listening to you on the Wednesday Bible study and wanted to take this moment and opportunity to come and worship in person with you guys. So I hope and trust and pray that you're going to have a great, great week. I pray God's going to bless you in an incredible way. And I'm going to pray that you're going to draw close to him through prayer and through his word, not only this week, but for the rest of your life. God bless. Have a great day. Thank you.